Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Chaf Aleph, mitzvah 321. As we get up to the last five mitzvos in Parshas Emor, the next three have to do with Shmini Atzeres. The first three we had to do with Sukkot, the days of Sukkot, the mitzvah and the Isser of Malacha, and the mitzvah of the Karban Musafs. Now we have the three mitzvahs related to Shmini Atzeres, the mitzvah and Isser Malacha of Shmini Atzeres, and the Karban Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. And then Be'ez Hashem will have the mitzvah of Lulav and Sukkah. But the next couple of days we get to talk about Shmini Atzeres, which is arguably one of the most fascinating days to talk about, as we will see. Says the Torah, here in Parshas Emor, B'yam Arisha Mikra Kodesh Kom Lecha Zavadu L'Sasu. So for the first day, fine, Mikra Kodesh. Shivas Yamim Takrivu Yishel Hashem. 7 days, B'makriv Yishet, that is the Karban Musaf, the set of Karbanos Musaf, like we saw in Pinchas. B'yam Hashmini Mikra Kodesh Yalachem. On the 8th day, also Mikra Kodesh Yalachem. V'grafteh Yishel Hashem, and B'makriv Yishet, a Karban Musaf, which is a different Karban Musaf, as we'll see. Atzeresi, it is Atzeres. Should not be done. So these are the mitzvos. Today we have the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh, which is the positive shvisa from Malacha on Shmini Atzeres. Just the name itself, the name of Shmini Atzeres, has a unique connotation. It's Shmini, it's the 8th day, it's Atzeres, it's an Atzeres, it's a day where we stop and we don't go further. And the question really is, and we'll touch on this a little bit, but we'll get back to it in the coming days as well, what is Shmini Atzeres? How much is it connected to Sukkot, and how much is it its own holiday? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sukkah, which we'll read now, but then we'll get into the Sefer HaChinuch. The Gemara says that in 6 ways, Shmini Atzeres is different than the first 7 days of Sukkot. The Gemara says, Sukkah Memches, Tani Kabasi Rav Nachman, Shmini Regal Bifnei Atzmo LeInyan Pazar Kashav. Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday regarding the 6 dinim that are alluded to in the Rashi Tevos Pazar Kashav. What are those? We're going to go through them in a second. But this is the issue about Shmini Atzeres, its uniqueness and its continuation. Says the Chinuch, let's read today's Chinuch, and then we'll get back to the Gemara. Lishbos mi malacha she'enot tzarech ochal nefesh. Today's Isser is to not do malacha on Shmini Atzeres, b'yam Shmini Shachag HaSukkos. We spoke last time about Chol HaMoed, so now Chol HaMoed is over, you have another day of Yontif. Shmini Atzeres, which is 1 day d'oraisa. Shnei Amar, b'yam Shmini Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, b'hu Yom Chaf Beis B'Tishrei. Nowhere in the Torah does it tell us that today is somehow connected to Simchas Torah. At some point in history, we started finishing the Torah on this day of Shmini Atzeres. We'll have to talk about why that is. Again, it's nowhere in the Torah, in the Torah Shebichsav. Misharshi and mitzvahs shvisas haregel kasafti lamala, as I wrote many times, the mitzvahs asay of resting on the regel to allow us to focus and think about the messages of the regel, it is clear. Here it's also clear. We're supposed to think about the day. What exactly are we supposed to think about? That's a good question. We have to talk about that. Also, we'll get to it in 2 mitzvahs, the Isser Malacha. Oh, stop there for a minute. And I explained that it is a unique, independent yantif. So, regarding what? So, as I mentioned before, the Gemara says Pazar Kashav. What does that stand for? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sukkah, Pazar Kashav, pious bifnei atzmo. What does that mean? It has its own lottery. Rashi says, Shebechol pari achad, lohay matilin pious, eza mishmar yakriv. They didn't have a lottery. Which mishmar, which group of kohanim were going to be makriv every one of the cows? Lefisha beseder, hayu makrivin osan. They went, every mishmar did, and they went over and over again, around and around. Ad shekol chavdal mishmar shonosu mishal shosplan. All the 24 mishmaros had two turns, 3 turns. Chutz mishtayim, except for 2 that lost out based on the number that were left on Sukkot. Upar the shmini betchilam mafaisin alav. But the shmini atzeres is its own holiday. Lagabe that they have a new pious for who's going to be makriv the carbon musaf of shmini atzeres. So that is pay pious b'fnei atzmo zman b'fnei atzmo. It gets a shechianu. Right. This is in contrast to the last day of Pesach. Last day of Pesach is not its own holiday. There is no Shech Yanu. That's the only day of Yontif that we don't say a Shech Yanu when we make Kiddush or when we light candles. That is the last day of Pesach. But the last day of Sukkot, which I said that, but it might not be the last day of Sukkos. That's the point. It might be the day after the last day of Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres, we say Shechianu. Zman b'fnei atzmo, as if to say, this is its own holiday. Regel b'fnei atzmo. What does regel b'fnei atzmo mean? So there we have a couple of opinions of the Rishonim. Rashi says, regel b'fnei atzmo, she'ein yoshvin b'sukkah. We don't sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Mida Oraisa. That, Baz Hashem, we'll talk about in the coming days also. What is the halacha in Chutz La'aretz? And how has a minhag developed to seemingly not follow what it says explicitly in the Rishonim and in the Shulchan Aruch? So hopefully we'll get to that. But regular Yasa is Rashi's pshat, that you don't sit in the sukkah. Tosfos gives a couple of other pshatim. What does it mean, regel b'fnei atzmo? Maybe it means you have to sleep over after you bring a karban. Other pshatim Tosfos gives here, but that is in terms of regel. Karban b'fnei atzmo. It has its own karban. What does that mean? So that, it is, that's our... It's not in the same order as the rest of the Parei HaChag. It has its own number of karbanos that have to be brought, listed in Pinchas. Rashi says, She'enu can say the Parei HaChag, you don't keep going down. It has its own number. Shira b'fnei atzmo, it has its own Shir Shal Yom, Shira b'fnei atzmo, or one might say that means full Hallel on Shmini Atzeres, in contrast to the last day of Pesach, and bracha b'fnei atzmo. That's the kashav, the vase, bracha. What is bracha? Rashi quotes two pshatim. Either es yom hashmini, instead of saying es yom chag asukos hazeh, you say es yom hashmini. That's all Rashi says. And in the Tosefta, mashma shemevarchan es hamelech, that's the day that you give a bracha to the king, on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so these are the 6 points, what the Gemara says, make Shmini Atzeres unique. Rashi, in his Lashon HaBracha, already alludes to something very important. And that is, Rashi says, Es Yom HaShmini. What is the Nusach HaBracha that we are supposed to say in Tefillah on Shmini Atzeres? And in Yalav Yavo and Benching. And if you look in any Machzor, you know, you can have two different versions. What does it say? If we think about it, sometimes we say two different things based on what siddur we're using. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Taf Reis Samaches, and we shouldn't think this is just a detail. This detail in formulation might reflect a major difference in approach about how we look at the day. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reis Samaches, Leil Shmini, Omer Batfila, Batitin Lanu, Es Yom Shmini, Chag, Ha'aseres Hazeh. We say, you gave us Yom Shmini, the eighth day, Chag, Ha'aseres Hazeh. Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. That's one Lashon. That's the Shulchan Aruch. From Rashi, you don't know. Rashi just says, Rashi's Lashon in Sukkah that we just read just said, Yom HaShmini Hazeh. I think that's all about that Rashi had said. Yom HaShmini, Es Yom HaShmini. That's all he says. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch right here, Es Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Ramah, Va'anu Nagin She'en Omrim Chag Bashmini. No, don't connect the word Chag to Shmini. You don't find anywhere that it is called a chag, says Rama, Ela Omrim, Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. Or Yom Shmini Atzeres, that's all the Rama says, Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. Maybe even leaving out the chag. But Yom Shmini, it's the eighth day of Atzeres of the day of the Sukkah, of the holiday that we've just passed. So again, this Lashon, is it its own chag or not? Yom Shmini is day eight, Chag Atzeres. Day eight now is a chag called Atzeres. Or is it Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh? It's Shmini of the Atzeres HaChag. It's all one phrase, but it's a continuation of the holiday of Sukkot. So even in the Lashon that we say, and again, there are different Hagim. Whatever one does is wonderful, because they're both quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. But even the formulation is important. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Ayin Fri Megadim, you should say Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. That word Chag is left out of the Ramah. That's what the Marshal and the Taz says. Aval Halavush Kasav, Kosh Kasav, Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra. They all say, go like the Shulchan Aruch. Shmini, Yom Shmini, Chag Atzeres Hazeh, which makes it sound like it's more independent. And then the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes from Medayik that you do find the word Chag by Shmini Atzeres, so who says the Ramah is correct? But either way, this is just in terms of the Lashon, in terms of the Lashon of what exactly one is supposed to say during Tefillah. What happens, Big Nafkimina Halacha Lamaisa, this isn't just Lachadchila, but B'di'eved, what happens if someone said Chag HaSukkah says that by mistake? It's Shmini Atzeres. I've been saying Chag HaSukkah Zezeh the whole week. And let's say, by mistake, I said Chag HaSukkah Zezeh. What's the halacha? Mishnah Berurah, Vim Shachach V'Amar, Yom Chag HaSukkah Zezeh, V'Akar Raglov, Im Tzarech Lachzor, Yesh Deos Ben Achronim. No answer. Machlokes. Ayin b'shari tshuva b'chai adam ulekulei alma mosiim habracha tzorach lachzer v'atitin lanu v'lomar kahoket. If you didn't say the words bracha Hashem v'kadish yisrael v'zmanim yet, you for sure go back. But if not, if you finish one esrei, major machlokas, what are you supposed to do? So if you look in Rav Moshe writes in Arachayim Chela Gimel Simin Tzadik Zayin, Rav Moshe says Hinei bedavar echod shetov b'shmona esrei v'izkor chaga sukis b'shmini atzeres v'izkor chaga ha-sukis ika machlokas huva b'sharei tshuva. And then he quotes Tamuali Nehisha Nikra Batar Bashem Chaga Sukis Hawakapanim Tikdushu Rega Bafne Atzmolin Yinze Taha Hu Echa Misimin Pazar Kashav Bein Shumi Bracha Bafne Atzmo the Chulu, whatever pshat you give, Bein Shumi Rega Bafne Atzmo. So Rav Moshe is under Imkain Hare Shomer Chaga Sukis Hu Mishanamir Beshu Tavachachamim. So Rav Moshe is of the opinion, he's noted to say, you have to go back. It's not Sukkis. It's Shmini Atzeres. There are 6 ways it's different. It's his own Chag. So therefore, it says Rav Moshe, I think, he's noted to say, you have to go back. Rav Avadia as well, and a Tshuva, and Yabia Omer, in Chelek Dalet, Simin, Nun Aleph, again, a long Tshuva, Kedaka Bakodesh, and he says at the end, as he always summarizes, Shatar bet filaso b'lashmini atzeres o b'yomo. Bein b'chutz la'aretz, bein b'eretz Yisrael. Even in chutz la'aretz, where it is, safek hoshana rabba. But even in chutz la'aretz, v'amach ha'gasukas hazeh, lo yatsa v'tzarech lachza ul his palel. So it seems like two of the great poskim, b'zman hazeh, are noted to say you do have to repeat. V'ein chilek b'zeh. And it doesn't matter why you made the mistake. Bein kishata v'chashav sha'udenu omid b'chagasukas. It doesn't matter why, if you really thought it was Sukkah still or not. The call apye shavin de lo yatsa. The chayni is ein chilek bazeh bein tos betfila letos bekiddush shalel shmini atzeres shebekulam yishloros lachzor ule his palel ule kadesh. Hanir lani asayti kasafti says Rav Avadia, says Rav Moshe. Rav Avadia says it explicitly. Rav Moshe is noted in that direction that one should go back because really it is its own day. Fascinating ha'ara that Rav Soloveitchik made, and that is, this is quoted in Harei Kedem in Simon Kuf Nun Aleph, in Chelek Aleph of Harei Kedem. He quotes that we know that there are 3 parshios in the Torah where all of the Moadim are mentioned. The first one is right here in Parshas Emor. This is the first, this is why we're all the mitzvahs are here. The second one is in Parshas Pinchas, where the focus is the carbonous musaf. And the third is in Parshas Re'eh, which they're mentioned as well, which is called Bachar. And there, the context is Aliyah L'Regel, the Karban Chagiga, the Karban Re'iyah. Emor and Pinchas have Shmini Atzeres. Re'eh does not have Shmini Atzeres as a Regel B'fnei Atzmo. That's an amazing Ha'ara. Right, the first two out of the 3, Parshios HaMoadim, have Shmini Atzeres. And the third one doesn't. Why? We learn it out from the word ach. Vayisa ach sameach, ach l'rabos, lel yontav achron l'simcha. The Gemara says in Sukkah Memches, we learn it out from a drasha that Shmini Atzeres is included. So, darsheni, the Pesukim is screaming out to be darshened. You know, how is that possible? Why is the Shmini Atzeres not mentioned in Re'eh? V'hanira mizeh, so he quotes in Harei Kedem, there are 2 different levels of Kedushas Hayom, of Shmini Atzeres. To lagabi Kedushas Hayom, de iser malacha v'karban musuf. Regarding the Kedushas Hayom that flows from an Isser Malacha, or flows from the Karban Musaf. So then, Shmini Atzeres is Regel B'fnei Atzmo. It's Isser Malacha, is it unique? Right, there wasn't prior Isser Malacha. There was Chalamoi. There was a different Karbanos Musaf. So regarding the Kedushas Hayom that flows from the Shmini, that flows from the Isser Malacha, that flows from the Musafin, it's unique. Ava Masha Enkin Lagabi Chagigas Haregel Ba'olas Re'iya Chagiga V'simcha. But regarding the Karbanos of Olas Re'iya, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, so all of that, Hasam, Shmini Atzeres, who Tashlumin D'Chag HaSukkis. That's Tashlumin D'Chag, U'Kedushaso Kedushas HaRegel D'Chag HaSukkis. And its Kedusha inherently is one and the same as the Sukkis Kedusha. Regarding Tashlumin, it's not a regular B'Fnei Atzmo. If I didn't bring my carbon HaChag on Sukkis, I could bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because Legabe, the Chag, the Re'iya, the Aliyah L'Regel element, so there it is the same. Im came near Lefizeh, and therefore he says, the Hamasker Chag HaSukkis B'Tfilah, Shmon B'Shmini Atzeres, Yatzi Yidei Chavaso. So says the Rav, the opposite. I think he was Yotze. Why? The Kiva, the Shmini Atzeres, Gam Torah Chag Sukkis Alav LeInyan Reiya Chagiga V'Simcha. Because it is Sukkis regarding some of its Kedushas Hayom, so therefore you would not have to repeat. Ulam Yish Ladun. But then maybe he says you could be Mechalek between Tefila and Kiddush. Dacha Torah B'Tefila in the Sorach Lachzor Mikom Akar Torah B'Kiddush Lo Yatsa. Why? Because maybe the Mechayiv of Kiddush Hayom is the Isser Malacha. And Shmini Atzeres, as we said, has an Isser Malacha. So maybe a fascinating chiluk. By Kiddush, you would have to repeat. Masha Inkin, Askaras Hayom, but Tefillah, he, Mitam, Kedushas Hayom, Shela Regel, but Tefillah is Kedushas Hayom, the generic Regel, and therefore one wouldn't have to repeat there. And he says one more final point. His Ha'ara is, there is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether there is Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres. We mentioned last time, the Nisach HaMayim is the unique avodah that's done on Chag HaSukkos. Is there Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres? That is a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So what do we hold about that? So he says, Dinirat, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim Pligi, Be'ikr de Nisach HaMayim. What does Nisach HaMayim flow from? Ima Machayev shal Nisach HaMayim Ukdushas Hayom Vadin Karben Shalom V'ein Nisach HaMayim B'Shmini Atzeres Odilma Machayev B'Nisach Ukdushas HaRegel HaMuzkeres B'Bashas Re'ei. Is the Machayev Nisach HaMayim the Regel, the specific Regel, or Sukkos? And that would be a Nafgamina. Okay, and he quotes, maybe this is also the Machlokas that we had just mentioned between the Mechaber and the Ramah, even in terms of what Nusach HaTfilah you say. Good. So this all has to do with Ishmini Atzeres is its unique day, or it is a day that is connected to Shavuos. Getting back to the Gemara for a moment, and this will lead us to another well-known part of the discussion of Ishmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do I know? This is quoting back on Sukkah Mem Chesem and Aleph. This is the Gemara that the Rav Soloveitchik just alluded to. How do I know that there is Simcha even on the eighth day? Tana Rabbana Vayisa Ach Samech L'Rabos Lele Yom Tov HaAchron. Ach includes the Yom Tov HaAchron. All the Achronim and the Rishonim already say Ach includes Ach Vayisa Ach Samech. Ach includes. Ach is always an exclusionary word in Halacha. Ach to exclude. Ach Chilek, the Gemara says in Psachim. Right, but what do you mean, Ach L'Rabos? Says the Maritz Chayis right here in Sukkah, quoting the Gra. U'b'shem Agon Achasid Marein Rebelio Mivilna Shamati. I heard in the name of the Gra, the Be'emes, it is excluding. Because up until this day, you had many mitzvahs hayom. You had Sukkah, you had Dalin Minim, you had so much to do. Shmini Atzeres, all you have is Simcha. That's what it means. It's not including it for Simcha, it's excluding all the other mitzvahs hayom, and memela, what you're left with is the Simcha. That's what the Gemara says. The Be'emes, b'yimei yantiv shel chag harishonim, haya mitzvah sukkah v'lulav v'simcha. V'kan ne'emar ach sameach, haynu miyut, to rak simcha v'lo sukkah v'lulav. V'haynu ayantiv ha'acharon, de'ein shem rak simcha v'sulo. V'yim kein muchach l'rabos de simcha noeg al kapanim, avala olam ach miyuta v'nachon. That is the Maritz Chayis. And that leads us into the discussion of Shmini Atzeres being the only holiday in this time period that doesn't have any mitzvah sayom. Rosh Hashanah obviously has its mitzvah sayom of shofar. Yom Kippur has its mitzvah sayom of not eating and not violating any of the inuyim. Sukkis obviously has its mitzvah sayom. We cut the Shmini Atzeres, there's nothing. There's nothing. Right, what do? So Rashi already quotes, what's it supposed to be? It's just a special, intense day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be with me. Rashi quotes, where does the word Atzeres come from? Atzarti Eschem Lefanai, Kesar Shezimin Esbanav Lesudo, like a prince who invites his children to a meal. Lekach Vekach Yamin, Kivan Shehigi Esman Lipater, right, the kids are over for a week, and right before they leave, just stay one more day. Bevakasha Mikem Ikvu Imi Od Yom Echad, Kasha Alai Predaschem. Your leaving is very difficult for me. Stay for stay one more day. Atzor, don't leave. That is the message of Shmini Atzeres. It's the day that Hashem expresses his difficulty in our leaving. That is the Rashi. Much discussed on this Rashi. First of all, it's a beautiful piece in Rav Mirsky's third volume, Egyoni Halacha, where he talks about this and he quotes from the Bali Musar. I don't understand. Usually, if a father has children over and he says, one more day, what is that going to make it easier? It's going to make it even more painful. So you have one more day to schlep it out. Just get it over with. Right? It makes it more difficult. So I don't understand. Right? You should just finish. Right? How is, why do we say that one day makes it better? So he quotes the Bali Musar, who say that really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us is not that it's hard for him, but it's hard for him. Okay, that makes us feel good. But really, it's what it means is it's hard for him to see us go back to our regular lives. We've had the Chodesh Elul, and we've had Rosh Hashanah, and Atzeres Yimei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, and the days between, and Sukkot, and Hoshana Rabbah. We've been on such a high. Kasha Eli, it's hard for me. You're Preda. You're going to lose this spiritual level. You're going to go back to your regular lives. That's what's hard. And therefore, stay one more day. What does the one more day help? One more day so we could strengthen this kesher, so even when you go away, you won't fall so much. And how do we strengthen that kesher? That's where the ancient custom of having Simchas Torah connected with Shmini Atzeres comes into play. Because if we have a day that's just totally, perfectly related to Torah, and that's the focus, that will remind us what will keep us connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the year until the next holiday. So that's why we need one more day to focus. It's not that, oh, I want you to stay one more day. I need you one more day to focus so that you don't go down in levels and you focus on the Torah. Then he quotes something beautiful from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sar, who says, isn't it interesting that we don't on Shmini Atzeres dance around the Torahs? We dance around the Bima. We hold the Torahs and we dance around the Bima. Why? Why don't we put the Torahs in the middle on the Bima? And then we should dance around the Torahs. We're celebrating the Torah. Right? Why don't we dance around the Bima? So he says, no. He says, the Torah symbolizes the Chefetz Shel Torah. Wonderful, the Kedusha. The Bima symbolizes the place where we learn Torah. It symbolizes every shtender. It symbolizes every table. It symbolizes what we do with the Torah we learn. See what we do on Shmini on Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres? Right? We dance around the Bima with the Torah. As if to say that is the focus and that's what's going to help us stay connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why also many explain there's no Isser of Emarv and Simcha B'Simcha. Having Simchas Torah with Shmini Atzeres because it's all one in the same idea in order for us to keep connected to the Torah so we won't be nifrad, we won't fall down so much, and in that way lose our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start off the next time with a couple of other important ha'aris about Shmini Atzeres in general, the Ramban, the Nesiv HaShalom, others, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and then we'll get into some other halachic issues relating to Shmini Atzeres. Finishing up, by the way, today's mitzvah, the Isser Malacha Shmini Atzeres, as we know, V'nohekes b'chol machma v'chol zman b'schar merakevus. It applies to men and women, always, because even though it's a Zman Grama, women are obligated in all mitzvahs lo sa'aseh. And that's why they're obligated in this Isra as well, the mitzvah and the lo sa'aseh of Shvisa, of Smalacha, on Shmini Atzeres.